reality or non-reality of reality remodeling TV, HGTV. That's our topic today. If you have a favorite HGTV show, give us three. How many did you say you found, buddy?
On Wikipedia, category home renovation television series, and they've got 98 different TV shows listed here. 24-hour design, Any Woman Can, American Dream Builders.
I'm surprised that the producers of that show hasn't called me and asked me to host it. Any Woman Can.
Any Woman Can?
Yes. I get all Miss Rosie Romero's mail, all of it. I just can't believe I haven't been contacted. Let's go to Gail. She's been patiently holding. We're here as a call-in talk show while we continue our conversation about HGTV. Gail wants to know about countertops in Chandler. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you today?
Good. What are you thinking about doing?
Well, we're going to put new countertops in our kitchen.
Okay.
And I would like to know the best place where I can go to pick out a cabinet. And we're not looking for high-end. It's my husband and I. We have no kids. We have no animals. Living the life. I don't want high-end countertops. I need to know which, like, a medium price and which is the best kind to get for a kitchen.
Well, Gail, what kind of tops do you have now, countertops?
They're the laminate, the ones you'd bought back in, like, 1993 that was in every single home.
Okay. Well,
and it's in excellent condition, but we just want to upgrade.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, there's several ways you can go. You're probably not going to be happy with the price on any of it. I mean, when you say you don't want to go upper end, just last week we had a client who were putting an estimate together for their kitchen remodel, and they went to our countertop shop, and the woman of the house picked out four different granites.
Uh-huh.
And for exactly the same kitchen, granite A was $2,800 complete. Granite B was $3,800 complete. Granite C was $12,000 complete.
Well, not in my kitchen.
And granite D that she picked was $35,000. This was all for exactly the same size kitchen. So you can, you know, you can get all the way up into what we call precious metals.
Right.
But
there better be for that price tag.
Gail, do you want to do anything else in the kitchen at all? Do you want to replace appliances or the cabinets good? They're going to stay just the way they are?
The cabinets are staying the same. I'm putting in a new dishwasher, and I want a stainless steel sink. But other than that, that's what we're doing. And I already have a contractor that has remodeled both of my bathrooms, my office, and my upgraded stuff in my bedroom.
Well, Gail, have you looked at the granite countertops that they put over the top of your tops, and you don't have to tear anything out?
Yeah, I haven't even started shopping yet, so that's what I'm trying to figure out is what kind I should look at.
Well, I will tell you that there is a company in town. They are not Rosie certified, but they're good people.
Okay.
There's a company called Granite Transformations.
Okay.
And it may be where you want to start, because they'll actually come in and leave your they'll verify the integrity of your still good. And then they'll actually come in and lay a granite fabricated top over the top of that.
Oh, okay. Now, our kitchen, we have like a bay window above our kitchen sink, and they could do that up there also?
Yeah, that's not a problem. And then it's going to raise your countertop by a little bit. That's the only downside. But then nothing has to be torn out. So that's a good option. Quartz is a good option. Granite's a good option. Any of the solid surfaces are a good option. As far as I'm concerned, at my house, the thing Jennifer and I like the best, we've got a solid surface, like a silestone, but we also have in the middle of the kitchen this buffet-style dining island that's 12 feet long and 5 feet wide, and the entire thing is maple butcher block. And that's in my next house, every countertop in the kitchen is going to be maple butcher block. It's a natural deterrent to bacteria growth based on the tannic acids inside the cellular molecular structure of the wood. And I love the character of it. Unfortunately, it ain't cheap.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.